Ruin Siman Samach Zayin. I don't want to see the whole Siman, but just one or two details because it's I'd like to move on. So we saw yesterday the very famous Kasha and the famous Teretz of the Mishnah Brura. When you have a mitzvah, which is a Doiraisa, you're not sure whether you have fulfilled the mitzvah or not. Sofik Doiraisa Lechumra. Do you make a bracha? So we saw a stira. In Kriya Shema, it says you do make a bracha. In Mila and in Tzitzis, it says you don't. So the Mishnah Brura made a distinction. Are you Vadai Chayev? You're just not sure whether you've fulfilled that chiyuv, or you're not even sure if you're chayiv in the first place. So in the case of tumtum and androgynous, tzitzis and mila, there we have a sofek about whether there's actually a chiyuv or not. Whereas in our case, it's different because over here, you definitely have a chiyuv. Every person wakes up in the morning with a vadai chiyuv to say kriya shema. And the shail is only whether you've actually fulfilled that chiyuv or not. Nonetheless, and the difference would be, as the Mishnah Brura pointed out, the same would therefore apply with Lulav and Shofar. There, the Sofik is not whether you're Chayev. Of course you're Chayev. The Sofik is whether you fulfill the Chayev. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Brura brought Cholkim, and the Mishnah Brura said there are those who hold that there's no such distinction, and you never make a Brocha. Now, if you look, go to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Kotten Dalet. Sivkot and Dalet, Dibwa Maschil Ula Achareho. The Shulchan Aruch paskened that if you're not sure whether you've said Kriya Shema, so then you have to repeat it, including the brachas, both before and after. So the Mishnah Brura once again says, Afal Gav Daharbe Poiskim Soivrim, even though many Poiskim hold, the Parasha Rishoina Hu Midoiraisa Vahashnia. Who midrabanon? Many poskim hold that even though it's true we paskin that kriya shema is deiraisa, but that doesn't mean that the entire kriya shema is deiraisa. The first parasha is indeed deiraisa. The second parasha is not deiraisa, and not only that, the yesh min haposkim shesovrim. Furthermore, there are those poskim who hold the rak posuk rishon hu midrabanon. Some say it's only the very first posuk, which is deraisa. We once saw this in the Gemara. So when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is your deraisa. The kol shekein habrocha is the lekula alma. There's no discussion. Everybody would agree umi derabonon, and we should have said the sofek derabonon einoi choyze question mark. So this is really reiterating the question that we dealt with yesterday. Yes, Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra, but not all of Kriya Shema is Deiraisa. The Brachos are definitely Drabonon. The second parasha of Kriya Shema, many Poskim hold is Drabonon. Even the first parasha, most of it, there are those who hold that's Drabonon as well. The only part that's actually a Vadai Deiraisa is the first Pasuk of the first parasha. So why are we saying Misofik? You've got to repeat all of Kriya Shema and the Brachos. Yesh Loiman, says the Mishnah Brura, we have to say, Kach Hoysa Hatakona. That was the original institution. That Chazal told us, Shekol Zman Shekoirim, Chayev Likris. I think Rabbi Leo David, you said this yesterday. It's a package deal. There doesn't exist the concept of saying Shema without the brachas, at least if you're not sure if you've said them. Ke'ikara takona ubibir koiseho. You say the Kriya Shema with the brachas, Imloi b'mokim she'eteiru b'feirush. Unless there are some exceptions to this rule, where Chazal permitted you to say Kriya Shema even without. So now, what would be in the following scenario? The Mishnah Brura has told us so far that the takana was you say Kriya Shema with the brachas. So yes, the brachas are drabonon, parts of Shema might be drabonon. It's basically an all or nothing package. Now, why is it an all or nothing package? Because I've got a suffix where I'd be Mekayim my Deiraisa. So what would be if I definitely be Mekayim my Deiraisa? What happens if I definitely said the first pasuk? I just can't remember whether I continued. Or I've definitely said the first parasha of Shema. I don't remember whether I've said the second. So over here, we might well say, Safik derabonon lekula. After all, we did see that in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said quite clearly that if you definitely said all of Shema and you just can't remember whether you've said the brachas, then you definitely don't repeat the brachas again. Because where is the Safik in that case? The Safik in that case only pertains to the brachas. Where the Safik pertains to Kriya Shema, then the brachas get thrown in for free. But where the Safik only takes effect on the brachas, meaning I've said Shema, then the Shulchan Aruch clearly told us, what is my doubt now? Yes, brachas or no brachas? That's a Safik Rabbona Lekula. So the one remaining case that we haven't discussed is what happens if I've definitely said part of Kriya Shema? If I'm not sure whether I've said Kriya Shema, then I do say the brachas. If I've definitely said all of Kriya Shema, then I do not say the brachas. But what happens if I've definitely said part of Kriya Shema? So I would have thought then, so I've definitely again been Yetzer my Deiraisa, and anything that remains can at best be a Drabonon. So once again, Safik Drabonon, Lekula, that's l'chayr, what we should have said. Mishnah Berurah does, however, bring a big discussion about it. Okay, we'll hold it over here. If you want to see further details, Ayin Shom, look in the Mishnah Berurah, many complicated different shailas of Safik, the Emes v'Yatziv. What we do need to know is the bottom line, and that is Kriya Shema we paskin is a Deiraisa. There is, as we've just now seen, a discussion on how much of it is a Deiraisa. Lemaisa, if you're not sure if you've said Kriya Shema, you should say the brachas as well. Now, before we go back into the Gemara, take out, if you have in front of you, a Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Gimel.
Simon.
Reish Samach Ches, 268. So if you have the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, look in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Ches, 268. Again, we're not going to learn through the whole Siman, but I think it is worth looking at one or two halachas, because this could be quite negeya halacha l'maisa in cases of making an accident if we accidentally say the wrong tefillah on Shabbos. So have a look at Reish Samach Ches, and we'll start from Sif Beis. If you have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch in Siv Bei says, do you have the words im ta'a? Im ta'a vehischil tfilas ha'choyl. This is Hilchos Shabbos. If you accidentally made a mistake and you began the weekday Shmoina Esra. Now we saw this in the Gemara. And what did we say the halacha is? Once you begin, you've got to finish. What do you have to finish? Not the whole Shmoina Esra, that bracha. Goymer oisa bracha shenizkar bo sheta. The bracha that you suddenly realized your mistake in, you finish off that bracha, and then umaschil shel Shabbos, and then you go back to the Shabbos brachas. You don't obviously need to begin Shmoneh Esra all over again. Lo ishna, says the Shulchan Aruch, it makes no difference whether you are the Birkas Atochoinein, which is the first bracha you could make a mistake in. Veloishna Nizka, the bracha Achas, Mishar HaBrachis. or whether you make a mistake in all of the other brachas, Bein Ba'arvis, Bein B'Shachris, Musaf, U'Mincha, the rule is always the same. But the Yesh Oimrim, the B'Musaf Paisik, Afilu Be'emtza HaBracha. Some say Musaf is different, as we'll soon see why that should be different. And some say, therefore, you do not continue. Rather, as soon as you realize your mistake, you stop there and then. Now, have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis. This is basically a quote of the Gemara. Why indeed you continue with that bracha? Goymer hatam hu. What is the reason why you continue with the bracha after all? This is not weekday. It's Shabbos. And if it's not weekday, surely the weekday Shmoneh Esra is completely out of place, inappropriate. Remember what we saw in the Gemara? That actually it is appropriate. And essentially, Chazal wanted to institute the weekday Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos as well. The only reason they different is didn't because of Shabbos, they didn't want to be matriach you too much. But you cannot consider it a totally inappropriate bracha.
Just a side question.
Yep.
Why did Chazal think it would be a tircha to say the full Shmoneh?
Good Shaila, we'll get to that in a second. Now, the other way around, by the way, I think everybody can already work out. What would be in the exact opposite scenario? Imagine this morning, Monday morning, you launched into a Shabbos Shmoneh Esra. What would be the halacha there?
I would think you would stop right where you are. Why? Because
100%.
Yeah, because 100%. On Shabbat, because we are required to make all these bakashos.
Right.
100%. And you're not making any bakashos on Shabbos.
Right. A Shabbos Shmoneh Esra is definitely out of place on weekday. A weekday Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos is not totally out of place. It doesn't mean you're supposed to say that Shmoneh Esra, but it's not completely misplaced. But a Shabbos Shmoneh Esra on weekday has no place. And therefore, if you suddenly realize you're davening a Shabbos Shmoneh Esra or Yom Tov Shmoneh Esra or Rosh Hashanah Shmoneh Esra, then you certainly stop wherever you are on the spot and you go back to the beginning of the weekday Shmoneh Esra, at least to the beginning of the Bakashas. But either way, in our particular case, what are we talking about? This was what we saw in the Gemara, that you started a weekday Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hatam hu, de bedin hu, really, de bo'i, litzluye, Shmoneh Esrei, brachas, b'Shabbos, k'moi, b'chayil. Essentially, Chazal really would have liked to have been masakin that the entire Shmoneh Esra, all 18 brachas, even in a weekday, on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh, what do we do? We don't change the Shmoneh Esra. We say a regular weekday Shmoneh Esra, and we just add in Yalei V'yavei. So essentially, we could have done exactly the same on Shabbos as well. We could have said the entire weekday Shmoneh Esra, and we should have said some Yalei V'yavei b'yoyim HaShabbos Hazeh. But they didn't do that. Rak mishum kvoid Shabbos loy atrechuhu rabbonon. So Rav Nachum, this answers your shayla. Why do they not want to matriach you? Because they thought that might detract from kvoid Shabbos. Remember, people are waiting to get to their suuda. People will be hungry after a long davening. You'll tell me it's long davening anyway. That's true, but it would have been even longer had we had a weekday Shmoneh Esra. Mamela, that would detract from Kvoid Shabbos, and therefore they waived the weekday Shmoneh Esra, but not because it's totally inappropriate, rather because of some technicality, because we didn't want people grumbling after the rabbi's sermon that the Shabbos davening is too long. The Tiknu Brocha Achas Emtzois LeShabbos. And therefore they were masakin just one brocha. Atokidashto.
That Shmoneh Esra is before the rabbi's sermon. So what's the difference?
People are nervous about the rabbi's sermon coming up. You can see them.
There is a longer Pesuk in the Zimra. You could say that. But, and yeah, there's Kalanot, but even so. Yeah.
If you have a little double doing sick of the Zimmer, I think nobody gets nervous. I think it's the rabbi's drosha to get people a bit alarmed. Therefore, at least b'di'eved, if you started the bracha, goimro. Why do you complete it? Shehi re'uyalai min hadin. It's essentially appropriate. And then v'achakach maschil habracha hamiyuchedes l'shabbos. So we must realize this. Rabbi Yisai, be'ezes Hashem, this should not be negir. But imagine in the middle of Shemone Esra, most people who are daydreaming, they normally catch themselves when they're in the middle of Slachlonu. They start doing Slachlonu, and then they suddenly realize, hey, what am I doing? So according to that, halacha l'maisa, 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 you finish the bracha all the way to the end. Baruch atah Hashem, chanun amar be'lisloyach. And then you go back to ato kidashto, or yismach Moshe, or ato echot. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel.
Is there another reason we don't say the Shemoneh Esrei is because of Bakashos on Shabbos?
All right, two reasons, yeah, 100%.
So why does the Mishnah Berurah bring that here?
Because the Gemara mentioned this. Bakashos was only a reason added later on, but the Gemara mentioned because of Kvod Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, V'shel Shabbos v'hu hadin b'kol ze le'inyen Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no difference. On Yom Tov is exactly the same rules would apply. Imagine you're in the middle of the upcoming Be'ezus Hashem Pesach, 6 weeks today. Don't want to get you nervous. If you're in the middle of Pesach and you find yourself in the weekday Shmoneh Esra, even though it's Yom Tov, same rules apply. You finish the bracha and you go back to the Yom Tov.
So isn't that a steer a little bit? Because if we're saying it's because of Bakashos, then maybe you should stop in the middle. You shouldn't stay the whole bracha. Like the two reasons are a little steer.
That's what I'm saying. Bakashos didn't make any mention over there. Someone is it to say Bakashos. The reason the Gemara mentioned is entirely only because of Kavod Yom Tov. And the Gemara said that essentially they wanted to be Masakimet. Bakashos is not the reason mentioned in the Gemara. And therefore not in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, how much of the bracha do you have to say for the halacha to be to continue? And the answer is even the first word. Look at the biur halacha over here on the page. It says the bi'alachim tov ischil hainu afilu rak teva achas. Bilvad, even if you've only said the very first word of the bracha. Whichever bracha, right? You just say the word refo'enu, that's it. You've got to carry on. Gamke mikri hischil. That's also called that you started with tzarech ligmoir eskola bracha, and you then got to finish the only bracha, the whole bracha. V'rak le'inyin bracha rishoina yesh nafkemina bezeh, as we're going to see in a second, mishum de tevas atos shayar gamke m'shabas ukud muchach v'siv beis. The only exception is, I think we made mention of this yesterday or last time, is that the very first bracha of Atochayim, there it's a little bit tricky. If you say two words and you say Atochayim, then there's no discussion. You can continue the whole bracha. If you've just said the word Atoh, then it's a little bit tricky. Why is it tricky? Because the Shabbos Shmoneh Esra, at least Mariv, and Mincha also begins with Ato. Ato Kidashto, Ato Echot. Shabbos morning is different because you say Yismach Moshe. But all other brachas, at least says the Bi'alacha, as soon as you say the first word, you say Slach, or Hashiveinu, or Re'ei, or Rafa'enu, or Borech, or Hashiva, whatever it may be, then you just keep on going. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Dalet, why should Musaf be different? Remember, we said that some say Musaf is different. We'll soon see which opinion we go with. Halacha l'maisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you why Musaf may be different. The Svira lehu, the b'Musaf lo yishayich klal tfilas shmoina esra brachas. The af b'choil, even on weekday, ein oimrim rak sheva brachas. Even on the weekday, when there's a korban musaf on a weekday, right? Last week, for example, Rosh Chodesh was on a Friday. How many brachas did we say for musaf? We did not say 18 brachas. And therefore, ulakach poisek afilu be'emsa brocha. So this opinion holds that yes, for shachris and mincha and ma'ariv, there you can say that essentially the Shemona Esra is supposed to be 18 brachas, based on a technicality, because of kavoid Shabbos, we don't actually do that. But with regard to Musaf, you cannot say that Musaf should essentially be 18 brachas. Musaf is never 18 brachas. So we have two opinions. Maybe Musaf, you would have to stop and look at the Mishnah Berurah, go to the next Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Hay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Hay. Poisek v'chein pasku achreinim mishum safik bracha levatala. We have two opinions over here. Because of a safik bracha levatala, halacha l'maisa is that if you found yourself in a weekday Shemoneh Esrei in the middle of Musaf, you stop there and then. Rabbeisai, we need to remember these halachas. This is halacha l'maisa. Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha. If you started the bracha, you keep going until the end of that particular bracha. But Musaf, you stop abruptly there and then. Now, let's see this shaila that we've discussed, but let's see now see the halacha lemaisa. What happens if you just said the word ato from the first bracha? So the bialach already warned us that all other brachas, as soon as you've said the very first word, that's it. You're stuck and you just keep on going. But what about when I've just said the word ato? So look at the Shemoneh Esrei. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, im haya savur shehu chayil. If you actually thought it was weekday, not that you're just, your tongue slipped up because of habit, but for some reason you actually thought that today was weekday. It wasn't, it was Shabbos. V'hischil adaita d'chayil. And you began your Shemoneh Esrei thinking it was Tuesday. Umiyad kesha omar tevas ato. And as soon as you say the word ato, nizkar, you suddenly remembered, koidem shomar choinein. Then havalei hischil b'shol choil, v'goymar oiso brocha. Then you keep on going, and you finish off the whole brocha. Avolim hoye yedeya shehu Shabbos, v'sheloi b'kavona hischil tevas atom. If you just tripped up, just by rote. Once you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, okay, La Kodosh, and then you just by rote carried on saying Ato. Not because you thought it was weekday. You knew full well it was Shabbos, but you just kept on going. So then, Afilu imhu betfilas shachris she'eino poisachas ba'ato, eino goyme birkas ato choynein, dechashvinon le, keto'o betfilas Shabbos ben zu lezu. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us a tremendous chiddush. There are two types of mistakes. There's a mistake in which you began the weekday Shemoneh Esrei because you thought it was weekday. And there's a mistake where you knew it was Shabbos, but you just tripped up. You just tripped up. And if you tripped up, meaning you just launched into weekday just as a matter of habit, but you knew full well it was Shabbos, then says the Shulchan Aruch, if I've only said the first word, I can stop, even in Shachris, and correct myself and say, go back and say Yismach Moshe. Now, there is a big discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, and I don't want to confuse everybody. So with your permission, I just want to launch into what is halacha lemaisa, because there are many opinions. If we go through all the opinions, I think we'll end up being more confused. It's true, there are different cases, as we've just mentioned. But let's talk about what I think you'd all agree is the most frequent case. I don't think many of us ever thought on Shabbos morning we got confused and we thought it was Tuesday. Much more likely, if we're going to make a mistake at all, is that we knew full well it was Shabbos, but just by rote, we just continued after Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKodesh, and then we began the next bracha. So we need to know this. Halacha Lamaisa. And Halacha Lamaisa is as follows. As we said before, if you begin Atah Choinein, and you say two words, then there is absolutely no discussion whatsoever. You continue the bracha. The Bi'ur Halacha, the side, does debate this a little bit, but the bottom line is, that is the Halacha Lamaisa. So once you've said Atah Choinein, then you just keep going. Again, you thought it was Shabbos, you accidentally just continued like as if it was weekday, not because you thought it was weekday. So then you keep going. All other brachas, even if you just said one solitary word, you keep going. You say slach or ra'ei or refa'enu, you keep going and you finish that bracha. In the Atah Choinein case, if you've only said one word, Atah, because the most common scenario is, as we've just discussed, that you knew full well it was Shabbos, but you just kept on going like normal, then you would be allowed to stop, and you go back to say whether it's Atah Kidashto, Atah Echod, or even Yismach Moshe. That is Halacha Lamaisa. As I mentioned, if you want to look at the Mishnah Berurah and see all the opinions, everybody is welcome to do so. But the Halacha Lamaisa is, as we've just mentioned, in the most common case where you knew exactly what day it was, it's just that you just kept on launching into the weekday Shmoina Esra like you just out of habit, then if you've said Atah Choinein, you keep going. And if you only said Atah, then you stop there and then. That is the bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa. Now, there are one or two more halachas. Let's just, in the few minutes remaining, just briefly look at them. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalad. Mishe Spalel Tfila Shel Choyel B'Shabbos. What happens if you just said the entire weekday Shmoneh Esrei? The entire thing. Atah Choinein, Slach Lanu, Ashiveinu, Refa'enu, all the way to the end. Now, we might be excused for thinking that will be fine. Because as we just mentioned before, essentially a weekday Shmoneh Esrei is not totally misplaced on Shabbos. But remember, you've got to make at least a mention of Shabbos, and you didn't do that. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishis Palel Tfilah Shel Choyel B'Shabbos. V'loi Hizkir Shel Shabbos. If you did not make any mention of Shabbos, you just did a plain weekday Shmoneh Esrei, Loi Yotza. Then you're not Yotza. But v'im Hizkir Shel Shabbos, v'toich Shmoneh Esrei, afal pi sheloi kova bracha l'Shabbos, even though you didn't make a whole bracha, you didn't say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, you would be Yotza. A tremendous chidush. Now move on to Sif Hey.
What's the case? How would you have mentioned Shabbos in your weekday?
Yeah, for some reason you just made a mention. You just added it in. You should not have done that. You just sailing through Ashiva Shevteinu, Tekab Shefa, Shema Koleinu, and then you say, yeah, today is Shabbos. You should not have done that. Obviously, as soon as you realize what you're doing, you should have finished that particular bracha, and then you should have gone back to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, but for some reason he didn't. So as long as you did make at least the mention of Shabbos, you'd be Yotzei.
Is it permissible if you realize, say, you're in Shema Koleinu, is it permissible to complete that bracha and then do Ritzayim sticking a Yalev Yavo and mention Shabbos?
No.
No.
No. This is all B'di'evet. The Chatchila, wherever you are, you finish that bracha, and then you go back, not to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, but you go back to the Shabbos bracha of Yismach Moshe or Ato Echod or Ato Kidashta.
It's not quite the same in terms of we're talking between Shabbos and Chol. But what about last Shabbos as an example? Okay, where was Rosh Chodesh? And for example, when you got to Musaf, instead of saying Atza Yatzarta, you went and said the regular Shemoneh Esrei.
Right, you would not be Yatzin.
Even though you might mention Rosh Chodesh in your Shemoneh Esrei?
If you would mention Rosh Chodesh, you would be Yatzin, but we don't.
Okay.
In regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, in Musaf, we do not say Ya'al Aviyava. Therefore, if somebody by mistake last Shabbos said a regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, he would not be Yatzi.
Okay.
Right, this is always the...
Uh-oh. Frozen. Everybody's
really?
Frozen.
It's not printed in the Siddur. So there's no mention at all. Now, one more halacha. In Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ta'a v'hispalel shel choyl b'Shabbos. This is a case that we just mentioned. If you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, v'loy hizkir shel Shabbos. Again, you did not make any mention of Shabbos. So we've just said, that's not good. And you're going to have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But the question is, do you have to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it depends. In Okar Raglov, if he's already done three steps backwards, then Chayzel Arosh has got to go all the way back to the beginning, start all over again. But Vimloy Okar Raglov, Afal Pisha Siyim Tfilosoi, Einoi Chayzel Elo Leshel Shabbos. So you might well have finished the whole Shemoneh Esrei and said Elakayim and Tzoyer, and suddenly you realize, Oy Gevalt, I did not make any mention of Shabbos. But because you have not done Akiras Haraglayim, so you do not need to go back to Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Mogen Avram. You just go back to the Tefillah of Shabbos. Okay, so we're going to hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, in the zechus of learning these halachas, they should be halacha v'loy l'maisa. But in the event that it does happen, we should at least know what to do.
Oh.
Miss Hashem, tomorrow we'll go back into the Gemara, the bottom of the Omud, and then going over the top of the next Omud as well. I mean,
go ahead.